All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm wrapping up this hour with a company update from TriStar Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSG and on the OTCQX under the symbol TSGZF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Nick Appleyard. Now, Nick, let's follow up on some drill results. The first drill result, six holes in total, from this 12,500-meter drill campaign at this Castelo de Sonhos gold project in Brazil. Now, one of the six holes did have to be abandoned, so we had five drill results outlined in the table of the news release. Nick, instead of going through number by number, we did see kind of generally similar results, I guess. Some widths between 1 to 13 meters and grades between 0.4 grams per ton up to 1.6 grams per ton. Nick, give us a little background on these drill results initially, please.
Yeah, hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so this is the start of our drill program now. As we said in the release, we've got a minimum of 12,500 meters, but you know, I think it will be well over 20, potentially even 30,000 meters by the time we finish. So it's the start of a major long drilling campaign. Yeah, and these drill holes, as you suggest, the first one had a bit too much water flow and slightly undersized drilling rig on it, so we had to abandon under 50 meters. So can't read anything into that one, as it didn't hit the target depth where we were aiming to intercept the conglomerate. Following that, we moved the drilling rig to Esperanza East, where there's lower water flows and, you know, a bit easier for that drill rig to drill while we waited for a bigger compressor. And it hit, you know, five holes in this sort of priority two zone. We were very encouraged because all five did hit reefs, did hit mineralization, and that's now going to allow us to vector in on the most optimistic reefs and the best possible horizons there. And then that's sort of the point of this drilling, is let's get the information and then use that as a vector, because now we have this great understanding of the stratigraphy and you know, where the highest probability targets are.
So, Nick, can you give us a little bit more information on that comment you just made there? Is that this Esperanza East is priority number two in terms of targets?
It was priority two on this drilling, really, because there's known mineralization there, and we wanted to get into new areas and hit new things where it's not known. So, you know, we know we've got some gold at Esperanza East. We've done some drilling there in the past. We have a small inferred resource there. So we always wanted to step out so we can try and improve that resource, increase it, and grow it. These holes were sort of part of that program. They've done that. The grades at Esperanza East, I don't remember offhand, but I'm presuming it's around 0.8. So they're pretty close to in line with what you'd expect from there. They have extended the resource there, I presume, when we recalculate it. So it's an area we're always going to hit. It's an area that's always going to be part of the project. Any ounces we can develop in this area are going to be high value, because they're going to be close to the operations that we're currently defining in Esperanza South. But they weren't really a high priority in this program, because we really want to hit the exciting new targets, which, you know, which will show a lot, you know, show the growth a lot more and open up complete new areas for us to grow into.
Okay, so one final thing to note about these drill results is, if anybody's looking at the news release in figure one, you can see that these drill holes came on the northern end of this Esperanza East project, or deposit, I guess we can say. Let's talk big picture for this drill campaign, though. You have two RC drill rigs. You outline three general goals in this news release. One, complete drilling required for the pre-feasibility study. Two, test for additional near-surface conglomerate-hosted gold. And three, test for new targets of remobilized gold near granite contacts. Take us through the goals and what investors can expect in terms of future drilling.
Okay, well, the first goal, complete the drilling for the pre-feasibility study. That's the one, I guess, with the tightest time restrictions on it. Most of that is done. We've completed over 20,000 meters of infill drilling already. We've just got a few little things to do. Probably most critically are the geotechnical holes in the pit walls. They are being done, I believe, starting in about 2 or 3 days' time, and should be completed before Christmas. beyond that, there'll just be a few little shallow holes testing shallow resource continuity, which will hopefully be done before Christmas as well. So really the plan is that pre-feasibility study drilling, there may be one or two holes leak into January, but we really hope to have all that done before Christmas. Then the tier two targets, the additional near surface conglomerate, that's when we sort of call it more of the same, you know, 120 meters down is about the maximum we go, looking for conglomerate hosted gold near surface, you know, that would be potential material for use in an open pit project. There's a lot of strike. We have a lot of area where we're identifying this conglomerate, and a lot of the work we've been doing now is helping us really identify which horizons within the conglomerate are the best hosts, and you know, that's where a lot of the work we've been doing recently has been focused. And then the obviously third target is the would be completely new ore bodies or new gold mineralization previously unidentified at site. But we've seen hints of it. We know we have remobilized gold. We know that concentrates, and occasionally when we find it, it can be on quite a bit higher grade. So we're focusing on areas where we've had conglomerate with gold in it being intruded by granite. So we're drilling close to those contacts, looking at understanding the mechanism of what's happening to that gold in that conglomerate as it's intruded by a granite, as hot fluids are basically coming through it and remobilizing minerals. So we've now completed, I believe, three of those holes, and those results will be available early January at the latest. So we'll be interested to see what comes out of that. And again, you know, the first few holes may be vectoring us in on the on where we want to get to, you know, do the real test.
Okay, so those are some of the more exploration holes too, right? Trying to get an understanding of where some of the more resources could be, or even higher grade resources. There are a number of mentions of this AI being used, artificial intelligence, and I know that you guys are working with Goldspot, but can you give us an update on these AI targets? Are they defined now? Are they close to being generated? How are you using some of this AI, artificial intelligence information that you're receiving?
Yeah, the artificial intelligence and work with Goldspot, it's been fascinating. I mean, it's as a geologist with a science background, I mean, it's fascinating stuff to work with, but we are now seeing a very tangible, practical result out of it. In that press release, we issued a map, which is a new surface lithology map based on the AI interpolation of geophysics and geochemistry, and, you know, all at the same time is what that we can't do as a human being. What it results in is a map with probably 10 times the detail than our old geological map that's done by the geologists mapping in the field. And that then helps us. And then with the AI, it's also not just a surface map, it's a 3D map. We've got the down dip underground, you know, 3D shapes as well. So this all goes into our targeting. And also now, you know, when we drill a new hole, and these holes in Esperanza East are probably going to be a perfect example, we're doing geochemistry on them. We do multi-element analysis on those samples. And we will use that to vector and find out exactly which of these units we're in, which horizon we're in, if we're close to a favorable horizon, if we're above it or below it, and that tells us where to go for our next drill hole. You know, we didn't have that level of geochem and that analysis in the previous hole, so you just drill a hole and you'd have to try and guess where you are, if you've got to go deeper, if you've got to go shallower, step back up, strike. So it is really giving us some very tangible results right now, and it's fascinating to see, and it's been quite a journey.
So would you say this information helps you build some of these near-term ounces, or I guess low-hanging fruit ounces that the company might have missed without this information?
Well, the ounces we have already defined obviously were pre this. You know, I think everything we're going to do now, yes, this new work that we're doing is contributing. It's one of the tools, and it's a major tool now that our geologists are using as we move forward. And it's going to be iteratively improved as we keep moving forward. We actually have a world-class paleoplacer expert on site now. He preferred to be on site in Brazil rather than in lockdown in London. And he's there sort of doing that iterative ground checking and you know, sort of feeding information back, and then they give us an updated map. But it's those maps that are going into these targets now, yes.
So then, Nick, in terms of future news flow, obviously a lot of drilling on tap and a lot of core already in the labs, but please just give us a general update. What investors can expect moving forward here?
Yeah, we should be releasing, or we should be receiving results every few weeks now. You know, I think we send from site about every 2 weeks, and it takes about 5 week turnaround. I think we get a very good response from ALS, and we're super happy with them. Yeah, so we will be releasing them. I think it's going to be not so much the actual drill results themselves. I think the important side of the story will be us sort of saying, okay, here's a new area. Like one area we want to hit is called the Valley. You know, we hit the Valley area, and it's going to be, okay, here's five holes, the Valley, they've all hit this. But then we start to think, okay, well, the Valley strike length is 1.5 kilometers long. So trying to understand what the full potential is. And I think that'll be the storytelling that we'll be doing is, we've hit this, we've got five holes in this area, but the potential of this area is X, you know. So it won't just be the drill results, it'll be what they mean. Because, you know, if you hit an area which hasn't got a drill hole in and there's 2 kilometers of strike there, you know, you got a lot more drilling to prove the whole thing up, but the potential becomes obvious quite quickly. So I think that'll be the picture that we'll be drawing with our press releases in January, February, March, April, as these results come out. The new area and try and explain the potential of that area, the potential of the new shallow conglomerate targets in the different areas as we hit them. But those news will be coming out on a regular basis now.
All right, one quick follow-up just on that, and then we will wrap it up. How many new areas, like the Valley area, are you guys targeting?
It's hard to put a number on them. Right now, we've probably got drill holes planned for 4 areas in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But I think it's just as we go, that's going to open up. There's another 3 or 4 areas I know that we want to hit. We haven't planned the drill holes for them. So as a round number, I would say about 10, you know, but it's going to be an iterative process. I mean, if we hit one, it gets really exciting. We might want to keep the rigs on there a little bit longer. It's, you know, you're going to be driven by results to a certain extent. But right now we've got about 4 areas that we want to hit in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. And another 5 or 6 after that.
Okay. Nick, we will wrap it up here. I appreciate you joining us and wrapping up this first hour of the show. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Nick or any of the guests that I've had on the weekend show or any of the companies or guests that I've had on throughout the week, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from all of you, our listeners. And hey, everybody, thank you again for tuning in on this weekend show. Please keep all the emails coming. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I will be back at it on Monday. Nick, thank you for your time. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for having me, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.